what's up, everybody? It's the Film Drunk Frockcast coming at you not live from the Frock quarters in San Francisco. I think this is our first one, like our first real Frockcast in what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, because you were gone last week.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
Doing real important stuff.
Yeah. Down in Los Angeles.
Yeah, where you never tell anyone you're going.
Yeah, well.
I checked this time. I was like, Vince, I see a lot of stuff on social media that would indicate you were in Los Angeles and not at your house where I'm about to head to.
Yeah.
I told you, you just forgot.
I don't know.
I didn't remember.
Nobody remembers what
I told. So you're lying.
Yeah. But you know what? It's going to be a good show this week.
Introduce us.
I hope.
Who's here?
Brett is here.
Oh.
He's sad. He did a lot of job interviews today.
Yeah, I did a 5-hour marathon because that's how they do job interviews now, to break you.
That
and
should
see
be,
if you'll cry.
That should be illegal. Should be against the law.
I aced the crying part. I didn't cry. Instead, I sweated a bunch and stunk up the interview room in which I was locked.
Sweat.
Uh-huh. Sweat.
You sweat a bunch.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Speaking of stinky
but how
sweat.
Do you know? You're probably competing a bunch against a really sweaty dudes. You don't know how bad you did.
I soft skills crushed it. I am the most approachable.
What's the soft skills? Like,
communication,
you
not being a weirdo.
Touch him. You can
touch
their face.
I'm not jerking off at any point during the interview. They don't come in and find me alone just spanking it.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be the best, though, if you did that.
Yeah.
I always
just
said
to let
you
them know, you know, what they're in for.
I told my wife.
My wife.
That the
I guess
key.
You only need one. Huh?
Yeah, you don't. The key to any good tech interview is you come in and just start peeing.
Oh.
And because then you're like, this is mine. I own all of this. And then it's your interview and they're applying for your job in your pee stained chair.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, can I please sit in this chair? And you get to say no. You have to leave.
And you always take whatever they offer you, you take the best. Like if they say, hey, can I get you a coffee, a tea,
you say
or
no,
a
and then you
just
start peeing.
And you're like,
again.
Give me a fucking tiara. And they're like, oh, this guy must be a princess.
Yeah. And they want princesses.
That's a show of power.
That's a royal hire.
Well, then, like, what happens is if they hire you.
Matt Lieb is also here.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Ba-da-da-da-da, basketball. Ba-da-da-da-da.
Give me the ball and I'm gonna
dunk it.
No, it's ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, basketball. Good. Give me the ball because I'm gonna
dunk it.
Dunk it. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hi, I'm here. And yeah.
What have you failed at today? Oh, I failed the interview, by the way.
I think you did fine.
Oh.
I don't know if I failed anything, but I'll tell you right now, this is going to be a weird Frockcast because we are watching Game 6 of the NBA Finals while the podcast is happening. So, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of great stuff today, mm-hmm. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But we're also, God damn, Steve Kerr looks like a fucking velociraptor.
Okay, you don't need to live tweet it.
Okay,
but
you're right.
We might shout out if something good happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Steve Kerr is, I contend,
stop
is the most.
Him Steve.
His name is Steve Kerr.
No.
No, not Stephen Curry.
Oh.
Steve Kerr.
The coach.
The coach.
Yeah.
The guy on TV.
The guy.
It's funny. I didn't notice
the guy on TV kept
were.
Calling him Steve Curry repeatedly.
Oh, well, he was wrong. Yeah. It's Stephen Curry and Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Now, Steve Kerr is the coach. Stephen Curry is the MVP.
Yeah.
And Steve Kerr is the most Mormon-looking non-Mormon I think I've seen.
Yeah.
I have watched more consecutive basketball than I have ever watched in my life.
Oh.
I have seen all of the previous games.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Then this is going to be great because you're going to get to watch the Warriors beat LeBron bitch-ass James today. And meanwhile, we're going to talk about, like, movies.
Do you feel like you helped make this happen, Matt, that you made, you know, your most popular YouTube video of all time?
The most popular YouTube video of all time.
Bandwagon haters about you were the first LeBron James hater. And now LeBron is playing against our hometown
and
team.
Now everyone hates him
here.
Because I kind of get the feeling that the rest of the country still kind of is rooting for him. I don't know why.
Well,
maybe I'm wrong.
I think
because
it started
we saw
out,
his dick.
Yeah, we also
we were
saw
like,
dick.
Nah, right, good dick.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, not that great of a dick.
Not
but,
that great, but like but acceptable.
Same, I mean,
yeah.
he's
okay.
He had
okay,
a flaccid
dick.
Dick. I feel like, you know, I feel really insecure when someone, you know, accidentally shows their flaccid dick and everyone's like, look how small his dick is. And I want to be like, you know, when ladies do it, I want to be like, listen, you're not supposed to judge it flaccid. That's
true.
Not fair.
No, but I don't let them ever see me flaccid, even if she's a doctor.
No, well, that's weird, but okay.
How long do you need to be in the waiting room before she comes in to...
I mean, I can just do it by thinking real hard.
Really?
Yeah. Can you think yourself into a boner?
No, I don't know if I could do that anymore. Probably not.
Yeah, I used to be able to just if like I knew something part, you know, kind of sexy was going to happen. Like I used to get a boner before thinking about buying condoms.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
thinking about.
Wow, that's like that's like getting hard when you're putting together an IKEA bed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or it's, even just in IKEA, yeah. You're like, beds are in here.
That's like getting hard at work, knowing you are earning the money to buy an IKEA bed.
Wow. Yeah,
exactly. It's this level of horniness that I think is definitely subsided throughout the years. I mean, slowly, I'm becoming more and more.
I'm not sure
more machine than man.
You would have made it this far had you been able to sustain that level of horniness. That is a profound amount of horny.
I mean, I'm not going to say that it's less. It's that much less. I mean, I am a ridiculous level of horny all the time.
Yeah. So I think what happened with LeBron was, I think, so the country started to hate him after the whole
the decision. Yes.
Which, whatever. I never hated LeBron. I don't care either way. Mm. And then so people were sort of rooted against him, and then people were rooting for the Warriors, but then the Warriors became the favorite.
Right, the good
guy.
And
as soon as they became like the favorite, people sort of wanted to root for like the underdogs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And
okay.
Also, well, it's kind of funny because it's like, it's funny that the Warriors were like, oh, let's root for these plucky, like nice guys and not evil LeBron, even though like Cleveland hasn't won a championship in any sport in like 50 years.
Right, yeah. I mean, I definitely feel bad for the city of Cleveland if they lose, but not so much. I feel better.
Not so much that I care.
I feel better about the fact of watching LeBron lose his fourth title. Like, to me, that is beautiful.
What did he do that was so mean?
What do you mean?
To you?
What are you talking about?
Why do you hate?
Have you... All right. I don't have time.
Yeah, I never quite understood the LeBron hate either.
Yeah.
I don't follow closely enough.
I understand why Cleveland hated him and then sort of had to like weirdly retract their hatred.
I understand why
I hated him while he was in Cleveland. I've hated him forever. Like,
but why?
Yeah, why?
Man, you don't even know. Because like, first of all, if you watch the way he plays the game.
Okay, so I was going to say, I don't like the way he plays. Like, he's not as exciting because he kind of just like, he kind of just puts his shoulders down and backs people underneath the basket and then scores a little.
It's not just that. It's just it's all a charade.
He's like looking where he's going to throw it.
This whole thing of like you look at him, everyone's like, oh.
Stepping places with his big old feet.
Yeah, it's like that. And it's like,
get
out of
here.
Get
your big old feet out of here.
I don't like his whole.
Is that how you play?
The way his face looks when he's just. Just I hate his fucking
when he's balding.
Face.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Cut your hair, man.
I don't like his hair. Yeah. I don't like his mouth. Like, I look at his mouth and I'm just like, I feel like you're unhinging your jaw like
he
a python.
Yeah, he's going to eat that egg and
I feel
then
like
spit
he
out
could,
the shell.
He could eat the whole egg and then spit up the shell. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that egg inside of it, my child.
Oh, Jesus.
My future child.
Wow.
I feel like that's what he would
do. You're like a platypus.
Just to prove that he could, you know? Because he's so...
Look at me eat your egg child, Matt.
Egotistical.
Fucking dick.
Okay, so they're starting Mozgov.
All right, you don't need, like I said, you don't need to live. Please don't live blog the game.
I learned what a triple-double was, guys.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's when you go to In-N-Out and you get the three cheeses.
Secret menu.
It's not that. It is
two,
not.
There's only one meat available. What's the other meat?
Wait, like, two.
There's
times.
Lamb.
Owl?
You can get lamb.
Owl?
Yeah, lamb of God, they call it. It's delicious. And it'll save you.
So a few things. We're going to talk about some... Oh, crap. I forgot to get Laramie on the phone.
Oh, he's probably sad.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm calling him.
Milk the sadness.
I forgot to call him. I'm so sorry.
Make him join me in my shame spiral. There's plenty of room because it's concentric. It just keeps going down. You can pick any rung you want. It all leads to the same place.
Never made legal.
Laramie?
Oh, turn him down. Turn him down.
Oh, God.
Silence him.
What's up, man?
Oh, what have we done?
Why does it have to be wrong or right?
Hey, two questions. Do you hate LeBron, and what are your opinions on his dick?
Yes.
Tight.
And whoa.
Yeah.
Huh? Really?
Yeah, nice. All right.
I mean, I'm not going to be... I know it's flaccid, and you can't judge based on a flaccid dick, but... Whoa, you mean whoa, like I can't believe we just saw his dick on national TV, or whoa, that's a nice dick? Because I felt like, you know, I've seen...
You were hoping it'd be more.
Well, no, I thought it was a perfect amount of dick for him. Like, when I saw that, I was like, that is a sufficient flaccid dick. I mean, I don't know what people expect from
Plus,
other people.
Plus, you're judging it against his large body.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is the same problem I have. Yeah. My dick looks small, flaccid on my body because I'm 6'6", and I should have people think, oh, you're going to have a big old thick...
Snake dick.
Yeah, no, I don't. I have a regular looking dick. But if you took this dick and put it on a normal person, it would look huge. What? Huh. What's that noise?
Why do you have rustling
is
on
there
your
a,
soundboard?
Was a dog barking and scratching itself?
Oh, it's
you?
Laramie. Fucking
did,
Laramie.
Can your dick play all five positions?
Absolutely. It could play all five positions. My dick, dude, you don't even know. My dick would be, first of all, the MVP of the NBA. Not only that, but I also think defensive player of the year. My dick is super good on D. My D is good on D. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, ladies try to come up to me and be like, let's do this. And I'm like, nah, I'm taking. And then, you know, I'm
defense.
I'm conflicted on LeBron because, you know, I'm a Heat fan, and he got us two titles and all, and then he sold us down the river the way he sold them down the river.
Exactly. That's what he does, man. He's selfish. He's a punk ass. Like, even when he was in high school, when he did that shit to, like, all of his teammates and me, and, like, it's weird that he would do this over and over again, and people would forgive him constantly. They constantly forgive everything that he's done, and it's like, I don't forgive.
What would be amazing is if he did it this year.
Oh, I absolutely think that it is 100% possible that he was he's just going to move to the Lakers or some shit, which would be
then you would like him though.
Yeah.
No, that would be an insult. Fuck no. Kobe Bryant for life, dude. Kobe for
Bryant's
life.
Like not
Kobe
even
for life.
He's not even playing anymore.
Yeah, though. He is. He's got one more season allegedly, but I think
his knees don't disintegrate.
It's not his knee. It's dude, that's fucked up. It's not his knee.
Shin, ankle?
No, it was his Achilles. His Achilles heel.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Why is Matt Lieb in the guest room?
What does that mean?
He's sitting at the far end of the table. We can't plug your mic in. You have to listen to the computer.
Yeah,
mic.
It'll so sound good to the listeners.
He sounds real far away.
Wait, so can you not hear me?
I mean, I can hear you, but it's like, you know when they get those two tin cans and you listen to the one end?
Yeah, and it sounds perfect. I do know that.
Does that actually work?
Yeah, you've never done that? Two tin cans with a string?
And no. You put one on your dick.
Yeah, you put one on your dick. You put one on the end of someone else's dick.
You
and then
start
you both,
thinking about condoms.
And then you start thinking about condoms and you come.
In Brett's family, they would take two tin cans and they would tie them together. And then they would use that to strangle a deer. And then they would skin it. And then they would make a decorative hat out
all
of
you
bones.
Can hear is his last heartbeat.
Oh, have you guys seen the YouTube video of the bear eating the deer?
Why would that happen?
Because after masturbation, you need something to do and make you feel human.
I gotta cool down. Show me something dying.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like,
oh no, now I'm hard again.
Deer's dying sound like no, no.
You field dress a deer, which is weird because what you do is actually
dude, look
little,
it up.
Little parasol, a little summer dress, a nice little hat.
Yeah, the term seems really nice, but in real life, you're skinning them.
Yeah, no.
All right, you guys, we gotta get on topic here. Okay. I took an ADD pill today, so I care about these things now.
Okay.
Ooh, fancy.
Welcome to our shitty world.
Yeah, what the hell is
this
awful like?
Awful here.
You have like this internal compass that helps you stay like on
and you're
track.
Constantly,
I do not have that like at all. It's dead.
You're constantly
it's completely dead until I wake it up with drugs.
You're thinking about what's gonna go wrong in the next couple of seconds.
Well, I think
of,
about that, but it's usually. But then I forget about it.
Yeah,
3 seconds.
That's
later.
The good stuff.
I realize it's like a lot of it is just depression.
Oh.
Just when you're like when you're not taking your ADD medication, you're just depressed.
Okay. Well, all right. So me and Laramie both saw Inside Out, but we also didn't talk about the Seinfeld thing. We were going to talk about that.
Yeah, we skipped a bunch of stuff.
Did you want to? Which one do you want to go for, you guys? You got
a
choice.
What's Inside Out?
I don't know.
That's a Pixar movie.
Oh,
that everyone says that's amazing. It looks dumb as hell.
It's not amazing.
Really?
That made me so mad.
It's really not amazing.
Thank God,
because
I thought I was totally off base. The previous
it's
kind of
made.
Not
it's
good.
Almost made for parents to say that it's amazing. Like I don't think any kid's gonna like that movie.
No.
Wait, but what did you think of it?
I didn't. Okay, so here's the deal. I'll let Laramie go in a second, but so the concept is like there's this little 12-year-old girl and she has her emotions are in her brain like controlling her stuff and like the characters are joy and sadness.
It sounds very DreamWorksy.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. It does.
Characters are joy, sadness, anger, and disgust.
Yeah.
And they're controlling her stuff. And so it's like, because it's all internal conflict, like the only thing that can possibly happen in this movie is that the little girl ends up happy at the end. And like, that's the sum total of everything that is going to add up to a little girl being happy. That's it.
Why would that ever be the end result?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't the emotions tear themselves apart until like, she has a full-on mental breakdown?
Well, it's Matt Lieb's bizarro jerk-off jerk off material.
What? What are you talking about?
I want to fuck your anger. Give me only the anger.
So to me, like there was a lot of clever stuff within it, but it also kind of felt like something the weird hippie school psychologist made to like teach kids about emotions.
Yeah. And well, what the, I mean, I haven't seen it, but it's what sounds annoying is it sounds like you're not supposed to be happy all the time. That's not it.
Well, and they kind of get at that, and that's fine. And I actually think the concept was kind of fun, where it's like this console of people working on your brain or whatever. Like that's sort of it's no, right.
It seems, can't go anywhere. That's seems, meat. It's animated Meet Dave, bro.
Yeah, it seems really shallow. Like this is coming from the Up guy, and yep. like Up and Wally. Are either super understated as a one-liner where it's like, it's a garbage robot and he's in love. Or like Up where it's like, his house is blue and sad. There's a dog, flying ship.
Kids.
There's a bird, big old bird.
Yeah.
Big old bird. Like it's either like so wobbly that it doesn't sound like a movie or right. so understated that it's like a short at best.
Yeah.
And that's kind of their strength. Like also saying the like
short was fucking terrible before this.
Oh, I liked the short a lot actually.
You're an idiot.
No. No.
Like no, I'm a deer.
Let me tell you the premise of the short and then your boy Vince could defend it.
Okay.
The premise of it started when someone realized that the word lava could also be used as love in Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Oh, I like
wow.
it.
Wow.
I lava you.
No, I hate that.
I lava you.
I hate that.
That's
already.
What they say over and over. I lava you.
I hate that.
It was overtly dumb, but yeah. you know, it was also a fat Hawaiian island like singing about how I wished he had a chick island to bang with.
Oh, I've seen that one before.
Yeah, because the one island was drowning and it probably got you all hot.
Yeah, no, that's glup, that's glup. True.
Someday we will all be underwater.
I realize, like, you know, I get off on the quicksand, but I think I could also get off on lava, too, if I tried hard enough.
That's going to hard to find actresses for that.
Yeah, because they catch on fire first.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could do it with movie magic, though.
Okay, so Laramie, enough about lava.
Yeah, so my problem with Inside Out, though, once you get past everything, was that it was an extended chase scene, the whole movie.
Yeah.
It was just like, so you guys don't care, no? Do you or do you care?
I don't.
I'm gonna take my head. I probably have to see it.
So, joy and sadness get sucked into the wrong pipe and end up having to get back to like the main brain. Like that's the whole premise of the film.
Yeah.
And so it's just them going through obstacles to get back.
And then what could possibly happen at the end
so
other
who gives
than
a fuck?
Other yeah. than that she's like, oh look, the girl's gonna smile when her dad hugs her. Oh boy.
You guys
when this little kid no is threatening to run away, like, does anyone think Pixar's going to let this chick run away?
Yeah. Like, she's not going to get raped in the Tenderloin.
I mean, yes. So,
it's all set in San Francisco, and it bugs the shit out of me because, of course, the San Francisco movie gets, like, the most touchy-feely, shitty Pixar movie, and they have, like, the same shitty San Francisco joke they have in everything where it's like, oh my God, we tried to get pizza, and they tried to put broccoli on it. Who does that?
San Francisco.
Nobody puts broccoli on their pizza here. We don't like it either.
Well, I mean, I would try it.
I wouldn't. That's stupid.
I think I've had
it. Did you see the Golden Gate Bridge
burritos?
Well, wait, I got a question, though. Don't you, isn't Up, I
forget
feel like,
about me.
I feel like Science. Up, don't. I a little bit feel like the movie Up is set in Emeryville. All right, I'm done talking.
No, Pixar is in Emeryville, but it's not.
But the house from the movie Up was an Emeryville house.
So they actually use I think it's Marina Middle School and as the it's all San Francisco actual landmarks.
You're talking about in the movie
Inside Out.
Inside Out. Okay.
Yeah. The movie Up's based on a Seattle house.
Oh, I heard not. I think you think that because you're Seattle centric, because you live out there in that shithole of a city.
Wow.
That's right. I said it.
What?
Fuck rain, Microsoft.
Rain-soaked cum palace.
Yeah. Cum-soaked rain palace.
There. Yeah.
I don't think that's on the brochure.
All right. So, Laramie, this kind of felt like... All right. So, number one, if you're going to make a kid's movie, like, give me some fucking stegosauruses and a sky lizard and some crazy shit. Don't, like,
that's
tell me
what
what,
I'm saying.
Don't tell me what's going lizard. On inside my head. Like, oh, look, this is what your feelings are doing.
The sadness leads to happiness.
Yeah, fuck off.
I'm
going to
kill them all with drugs. All the feelings are quiet now.
Yeah, do they have a moment where the little girl tries this brand new thing called heroin and then all the feelings subside yeah. and then you realize that you don't need those feelings because
peace at last.
All you need is the peace that can only come from intravenous heroin use.
Drugs are all you need. Yeah, Laramie,
Yes, sir.
Do you? I don't have kids. You don't have kids, but
no. Inside Out has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, it's gonna have less than that when my review's posted.
Oh, the tomatometer will fall.
Is it? Does it really have 100%?
100%.
People, oh, it's gonna have less.
People
than that
love this shit. People are amped up.
It's smarmy.
Also,
it's like,
but it hasn't come out yet.
It's just like Tomorrowland, where it's where part of it is like it's not just. It's not that bad. It's okay. Like yeah. It's really clever within a shitty premise. Like it has a lot of really clever parts, and a lot of it's good. It's just a shitty premise.
There's some good lines.
Yeah, absolutely. There's like shitty little islands.
I don't like the character design.
No, the character.
It's so schmaltzy.
Yeah, so like it has that quality where if you don't like it, it's kind of secretly telling you that you're a bad person.
Oh, I am a bad person.
Okay, I get the feeling that this 100% isn't real because it says it opens June 19th and probably not all the reviews are in, right?
Well, mine's not in, that's for sure.
Well, yeah. So
I think it opens this weekend. Is that the
19th? It says the 19th. That's this weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's the 16th.
I just compare it to movies I like from Pixar. It's just such a pale comparison.
Dude, but I feel like that's almost not fair to compare.
Well, it's not anymore because Disney owns them. So
yeah, they redistributed the whole staff.
Like, right.
They're
this
all
feels
over the place now.
So Disney. Like, this doesn't feel Pixar at all.
Disney
anymore.
Was making hot garbage, and then they were like, cool, why don't we eat Pixar and then make them. Make us make mediocre garbage.
That's the thing. Yeah. If you they've watered down everything. I mean, I didn't
maybe
see
if
Brave.
We eat this, our farts will smell less.
Yeah,
bad.
It's like eating oatmeal soap, and it turns out it just makes it worse.
Wait, what did you guys see? Brave though?
No,
Brave's terrible. Yeah.
That's what I heard. I haven't seen it.
I never saw it.
What did you? What was right before Brave?
Fucking
Toy Story 3.
Oh, I didn't like Toy Story 3 as much as everyone else.
Oh, I loved it.
I thought it was good.
I didn't like it as much as everyone else either. Yeah,
I fucking cried during Up and.
Yeah, me too.
Like,
me too.
Hard, like, I'm like, oh, no.
So the funny thing about this one, okay, so Up, like, I thought Toy Story 3 crying scene was sort of organic, where it was crying for a reason.
Yeah.
Up was kind of just like, I'm just sticking the knife in you because I don't like you and I want you to cry.
Up's was a little manufactured. Wally's was totally organic, too.
Oh, Wally's was
I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to cry for the robots.
Wally
Up was a little dirty, where they're like, and his fucking wife dies.
Yeah, that
in
one
the
was
first
just bullshit. It was like
minutes.
5 minutes, fuck you. So this one has a cry scene, and it's actually, it's like a decently organic cry scene, but you're like, all right, but what are you giving me?
Return,
like, what's the like sweet that you're giving me with this sour? Yeah. And there's not much. Like, there's no cute robot. There's just like a bunch of fucking emotions that look like people. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, you know, that's just how it is sometimes. Here's what I think. I think Jerry Seinfeld is a bigot.
What's the deal with political correctness?
Is a bigot and a racist.
So, okay, so you guys obviously saw this story. Going around. Did you guys see this? Did you guys hear about this?
Where are you from, sir?
Matt wanted to talk about it.
We don't have to talk about it.
No, I want to talk about it too, but I was going to.
But you guys are comedians, so yeah, you should have some.
Well, so,
I don't want to tear you away from your basketball for,
no.
For
I can
long enough to pay attention.
No,
to
I'm paying attention. I am totally paying attention. Curry.
Nice layup, bro.
He throws basketball.
Great.
Eloquently.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Like an eloquent man.
Yeah, he makes little poems that are like, oh, bang. Down.
Yeah.
If he were a Pixar movie, he'd be Wally.
Or Up.
I think it's because
he also has ladylike features. He looks like a pretty girl.
He's
a Bug's Life.
He's all of the races and all of the genders. He's just like the infinity symbol.
He's got the hard edged chin that isn't square. It's like a good lady jaw.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jerry Seinfeld went on to someone's radio show and
Colin Cowherd, who I think is a dick. Isn't he a dick?
Yeah, likely. Yeah. If you're on the radio. If you're on the radio, you're probably a dick. And so
sports radio.
So he went on and they were talking about political correctness and he said that he had been talking to other comedians who say they don't play colleges anymore because colleges have become too PC.
Yeah. You want me to read the actual quote?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have it queued up just in case. I hear that all the time, Seinfeld said. I don't play colleges, but I hear a lot of people tell me, don't go near colleges. They're so PC. I'll give you an example. My daughter's 14. My wife says to her, well, you know, in the next couple of years, I think maybe you're going to want to be hanging around the city more on the weekend so you can see boys. You know what my daughter says? She says, that's sexist. They just want to use these words. That's racist. That's sexist. That's prejudice. They don't know what they're talking about.
My daughter's a lying bitch.
That's it.
Fuck
that's
my daughter. That's worst.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
I don't think comedians should probably ever get serious.
Let Matt, I want
to. Hold on. Then what's the end of the quote? The end of the quote is, so do you think that political correctness hurts comedy? And he says, yes, I think it does. And so that's the full extent of it. Yeah. First, I want to say that the first article I read was from Jezebel, and it said, Jerry Seinfeld says, quote, right. Political correctness is killing comedy.
Yeah, which is from, a quote.
From that point on, the entire, what do you call it? The framework, the narrative of the discussion was Jerry Seinfeld hates political correctness and thinks it's killing comedy.
Right.
And to me,
Jezebel's usually so fair.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know,
like, I mean, it's just really impartial and looking out for everyone and wants to have a reasoned discourse. About,
right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So you definitely avoided that trap.
Right. So so I didn't avoid the trap at first. So at first, my reaction to it was, the fuck, dude? I mean, do you really think political correctness is killing comedy? I mean, I just thought that was a ridiculous. And then I was like, well, all right. So he's speaking hyperbolically. You know,
on a Dick's radio show.
When he
show.
Says killing comedy, he's just saying that it probably hurts it. Turns out he literally said it hurts it. Never said the words killing comedy. He did say that it hurts comedy. And so that's a discussion to be had. But what really annoyed me was from that point on, the discussion was either fuck Jerry Seinfeld, he's a fucking old man bigot. Or it was, oh my God, PC police are everywhere out here. Watch out, the PC police, they're going to get you. You can't say anything. And it's just like, so rather than having a reasoned discussion on political correctness in comedy, it turned into two idiot sides bickering over the same shit that they always bicker about.
I want to say that it's delightful that you can still be surprised by this. I like that you've still got that lingering amount of hope where you're like, I think this will turn out differently this time.
Okay, so here's why
it's that shill brain he's got.
First of all, it's
give me some of that. I want to believe that the misquoted lines on Jezebel are not going to lead to a polarizing argument.
Here's where I hold out hope, and probably wrongfully so. I hold out hope when it comes to the community of comedians that I respect. Because there's like comedians on
the list. Three
whoa,
people
yeah,
now?
What the fuck are you even talking about?
Oh, well,
about?
There's a not. I'm not talking about Jerry Seinfeld, but I'm talking about my friends who are comedians in different, either in San Francisco.
So are you talking about Vince?
I have friends that I respect as comedians, but like in terms of their opinion on politics, there's maybe like three.
Well, that's the thing. For the most part, I find myself, allied with people who are more leftist than anything else.
Like Gallagher.
You know, he's a great example. For the most part, I agree with them. When this came out, I kind of felt like it was really easy to turn the discussion into why Jerry Seinfeld was an old man bigot and why everything he said carries no validity because he's just an old man and a bigot. And I was just like, guys, let's, I agree that
first of all, even if that's true, the fact that you're like instantly writing that think piece kind of validates his whole fucking position.
It absolutely does. Yeah. That's the annoying fact that you're
immediately like, oh, fuck you, Jerry Seinfeld. How dare you say that? All the stuff you've done, trying to muggle him a little bit.
Jim Gaffigan had a great tweet where he said it was something along the lines of everyone is being sensitive about making fun. Oh fuck! What was it? It's basically like we're all mad at Jerry Seinfeld for being against political correctness.
Being Jewish.
After he says he's everyone's too politically correct. It was something basically.
You butchered that.
I really did. I didn't memorize it, but it was a great tweet.
Yeah. And look it up on Twitter.com.
I encourage you all to read it.
So here's what I think is going on here is, which I've said before, same thing that happened with the Tosh rape joke thing where the entire discussion was framed by some person in the crowd's misheard paraphrasing of what Tosh actually says is like we're so quick to get to like the thinking we're so quick to get to like the teaching moment that we have no respect for things, how things actually happened or any sort of nuance. It's like, well, who cares what actually happened? But I want to I really want to like murder this strong man.
We want to get to the Game of Thrones recap. We're just like, tell me the plot points so that I can continue to what?
To murder a straw man. That's what it is. And so it's like people wanted to get to a think piece about, I guess, you know, either that PC police are ruining comedy, or, you know, that that Jerry Seinfeld is an old man bigot or something. And so it's like we just completely ignore what he said, which wasn't really that controversial.
And on a radio talk show where they're doing the opposite, where they're trying to eke out something controversial mm-hmm. that can be made into think pieces, and the think piecers are like sick.
Yeah.
Yes, that's just enough to let us do our job.
Thank God I listened to this shitty radio show for 10 minutes.
Let's hate watch this thing so that, yeah, it's all.
Yeah, I do completely agree. I think that it's annoying that the vast majority of everyone decided, well, all right, despite what he said, we're in the middle of a discussion. And my whole thing.
Like, no, we're not.
No, yeah, that's the thing. My whole thing is like, listen, guys, I don't want to stop the discussion here, but can we back up a little bit and kind of go like, well, first of all, sorry, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to be like wanting to apologize to some public figure.
We absolutely should. In this
but
case.
I mean, we really painted him as someone who was like on the forefront of the anti-political correctness movement, when really he's just giving his opinion.
He's Jerry
about,
Seinfeld. And he's fucking like the least controversial.
And
he's
ever
given lived.
His opinion.
He literally started the trend of fucking airline food jokes.
And he's giving his opinion about political correctness inside of college campuses in comedy shows, which, and this is the most infuriating thing, every comedian who has played college campuses who I've talked to, we've all agreed that that is something that can be super annoying about college campuses. Like, well, you do have to spend a little extra time kind of like, because every comedian before you go on stage, you kind of craft like, okay, what set am I going to do tonight? Yeah. And you go, well, this crowd is not going to like my joke where
you
it sounds
fish.
Like, well, no, not where I fuck the fish, but where you know, I'm maybe talking about, like, I have one or two jokes that could be like, oh, it's iffy, you know, they may not like it, it might be offensive, so I won't
What's the deal with gay retards?
Right, like I watch out for stuff that might be considered offensive in a younger, or not a younger, but specifically a college crowd.
Yeah.
And we all
retards.
We all do it. We all we all set up our set in a way that we're like, oh, this is gonna guarantee we have a better show,
better
and,
play to them.
And everyone pretended like that wasn't a real thing,
right? And there's things that I don't say where it's like I can contextualize this and make it funny because, like, that's the whole, you know, context is fucking comedy.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, in certain places you just say certain words and, like, the half of the crowd shuts off and you can feel the energy gets sucked out of it. And so you're just like, well, fuck it. I'm not even going to bother with that joke, which is actually intelligent if you let me get to the fucking point of it.
Right.
You're in Mecca and you're drawing that cartoon of Mohammed and you're like, this isn't working at
right,
all.
Right, exactly. You know, my Mohammed cartoon in Mecca will not go as well as it goes in, you know, Israel.
As Brett and I have said, there's, you know, and this is probably prevalent in younger audiences because they just don't know as much about the world, but it's like there's certain audiences that can catalog without being able to synthesize.
Uh-huh,
so, like,
sure.
They can hear you say a buzzword and know enough to be like, I shouldn't laugh at whatever this buzzword thing is.
Right.
But they're not smart enough to be able to synthesize whatever you're saying into.
But that's okay. Like, you can work with that. What's terrifying is that it's been codified.
Sure.
Like, here's
it has. I know exactly what you mean.
I always use terrified like it's I'm just scared of everything, which I am. But the Gawker thing concerns me because it's an industry built around doing that. It's like context removal.
Yeah.
The Game of Thrones recap. It's Game of Thrones is only an hour long. You don't, if you're not interested in Game of Thrones, why are you reading an article with bullet points?
Right.
Why strip the context from the thing you should in theory be enjoying or at least absorbing?
Right.
Because we can argue about.
Yeah. Right. And that's really the core of it it's like you can argue.
And I hate
it's
that
a binary bullet point.
Right.
It's like, if
and
you,
did you guys?
And I hate
actually,
that's righteous or that's okay because it's a discussion.
Yeah.
Like the fact that it merits a discussion at some point does not make even if it's an important discussion, there's nothing
and
wrong.
And especially if it's an important discussion, doing it in a binary format where it's like, which side of the crazy are you on?
Right.
Kind of makes the discussion secondary to the screaming about the discussion.
Yeah, and that's,
quick
I think.
Question.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
So did you hear the joke that he gave as an example?
Oh, no, I didn't. I heard it was terrible, though. But I didn't hear it.
So he was like, and I'll just get, because I just want to hear you guys' opinion on the joke or, like, if it makes sense or, because I just thought, well, maybe they should be offended. And then I thought, I don't care. And I moved on with my life. But it was he was saying, like, we're all with our cell phones now, looking on our cell phones all day long.
This is the worst. Are you making this up?
This is like my imagine what I imagine every Jerry Seinfeld said.
Are you making this up? Is this a trap?
This is the joke.
Are you trolling?
I mean, I'm not delivering it the same as Seinfeld, obviously, but,
the,
you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can all imagine. What's the cell phone? Looking at your little screen. I ride the bus.
So the punchline to it was, so we're sitting there like gay French aristocrats, you know, gay French kings waving their hands around everywhere. That was the joke. And he's like, and then the college people groaned because I said gay or something. Right. Like they're gay French kings or something.
I don't even know what he's trying to visualize there.
I agree with why he's angry about that because he's like, he's using but a description, and they think because he said gay, it's inherently a judgment when it's not really. It's like, I get the drive to say like when people are like, don't say that's so gay when you mean that's so lame, which I totally agree with. But there are times when things are gay without being lame.
Oh, well, I think in this case, he's talking about exactly that. He's saying
he's
that
saying it's
gay as in homosexual, as in like the way they
limp-wristed.
Yeah, that's effeminate. That's a thing. And yeah, saying gay to describe a mannerism can be offensive to people. And there's nothing wrong with being offended by it. But he did not say, therefore, political correctness is killing comedy. Yeah. It's just a joke that didn't work.
The question is, mm-hmm. can you make an observation about a group anymore that's not offensive?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
that's
the funny thing to me is that every single, like all comedy is based on making an observation about a group.
Yeah.
That is every fucking joke. And we act like, I think a lot of this shit is built on the assumption that a joke is not going to hit anyone, and you know, and a joke is going to lift up the fucking oppressed people's
world.
Jokes don't do that. Jokes make you laugh. They don't
jokes,
fucking unoppress
jokes are,
people.
Jokes are absolutely the tool of oppression because it's like, let's normalize this behavior into something that we can ostracize.
It's
uh-huh.
not
jokes
a tool,
are bad.
It's not a tool of oppression. It's a tool of tribalization. Like
yeah,
that's what a
sorry,
joke
that
is.
That is a better
that's
description.
That's exactly
yes.
what it is.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like
you but it's fucking, not a force
you're
it's not a force
to make
for radical
people
change.
Comfortable cuz they're part of your tribe
yeah.
and you don't have to fear
yeah.
them.
Yeah, absolutely. That is 100% the description I was going for, but like in no way is it a pushing forward of progressive ideas.
No.
It is a reactionary
yeah,
force.
I would sort of disagree in the sense that I remember a lot of comedians 10-15 years ago going, who gives a shit if gay people get married? Like, we have bigger problems. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. not like you're promoting social justice all the time, but I think comedians can rightly point out some of the sacred cows and how stupid they are in our society.
Well, yeah, the only benefit you have as a comedian is you're not supposed to be, like, executed by the king. Like, you have a safe space in which to play.
Yeah.
Right.
And I agree with Matt that there's some benefit to giving them that safe space, even if they're idiots.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, don't execute him on stage. Let him get outside and fight him.
Well,
there's a lot of jokes that are bad because they aren't crafted well.
But there's a lot of bad comedians.
Oh, there's a lot of bad comedians, and there's a lot of offensive jokes. And
but
all
some
of that
good
is,
comedians have to work and, through the badness to get
And
exactly.
all of that is valid. And you know, none of those arguments, like, you can't say someone isn't offended. They are offended. Yeah. My whole issue with taking offense is that I feel like there's a little bit more leniency that I feel like has to be granted to people who are literally trying to figure out ways to toe the line.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
the whole thing
yes.
is like the job of a comedian is like kind of figuring out, all right, what's a way I can say this point and make people laugh and also, you know, hopefully not be offensive. And when someone does come out and they do a rape joke and everyone goes, that's disgusting and horrible, you're absolutely allowed to say that's disgusting and horrible. But don't say Louis C.K. can say it because Louis C.K. has earned my trust. You don't know fucking Louis C.K.
Also,
do we all pretend like we just project all these feelings onto comedians? Like, same thing with Amy Schumer. We're all going to project this perfect person.
Like she was ever on PC comedian.
That's the thing. We're
no
all we just we keep projecting
that's...
all of our ideals on comedians
not,
because
not
all
mention...
they're so intellectual. And it's like, guys, we all have one time or another masturbated in public. We've all at one time or another masturbated someone drowning in quicksand. Some of us have been done some really weird shit, you know. And I just kind of feel like, here's the thing: we're not supposed to be held to this high standard because it's what you feel in your heart. We feel in
our heart. Stop projecting your heart onto people. Like, Louis C.K. goes on stage, talks about, I wipe fucking poo out of my daughter's pussy. And everyone's like, oh, it's okay. You can say that because we know that he's loving. And it's like, motherfucker,
you don't know
stop
anything.
Pretending. You're laughing at a weird joke. And it's okay,
yeah, and that's okay
to laugh at a weird joke.
Right. And you know, every time some shit like this happens, people are like, well, what are the rules? Yeah. And it's like, there are no fucking rules.
Give me the
rules.
Bullet points.
Give me the bullet points. And it's like, what jokes are okay? And it's like, as soon as you say that, you've created a sacred cow for someone to slaughter. That's the whole reason people want to say rape jokes in the first place.
Yeah.
It's because you said it wasn't okay. That's the whole fucking job is to try and get away with things that you say aren't okay.
I just wish people would stop pretending like or stop creating reasons for why it's okay that they laughed at something else.
It's okay
because if you think about
the
context, he's actually he's punching up and not punching down. And it's like, shut the fuck up. You laughed at a rape joke. Accept it and move on with your life.
Be disgusted if need be.
Be disgusted if need be, but stop pretending like you didn't laugh at a rape joke.
Also, don't do that patronizing thing where you pretend that a rape victim could never laugh at a rape joke.
Oh, yeah, that
too. Fucking true. Like, they don't necessarily need your fucking protection all the time.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, people definitely, they project on
everyone. Here's the thing, though. Everyone's Wicker Manning.
Kill Bill.
Everyone's Wicker Manning.
Yeah.
And someone's going to have to be inside each of those burning things. If you want your crops to grow, someone's going to have to fucking burn. And sometimes Jerry Seinfeld's like, what's the deal with all this fire?
Burn him!
It's okay if it turns out to be a net good. And I don't think the industrialization of outrage is a net good.
No, I don't.
Because that's just like a Wicker Man factory, and you're not going to have enough people to stuff inside of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a scary thing, too, just because, like...
But also, dude, fuck Jerry Seinfeld and whatever he cares about. OJ had a really good point where he's like, I just realized one day I don't give a shit what Patton Oswalt has to say about anything.
Yeah,
like,
right.
That's the...
Who said that?
OJ.
OJ
when
Simpsons?
He was on? No, OJ. Patterson.
Oh, Patterson. Yeah.
Yes,
I thought
OJ,
said
Simpson
OJ Simpson.
From jail.
No, he was.
Sorry, OJ.
That's the correct response. It's like, oh, I don't need to put this dude on a pedestal, and I kind of don't care what he has to say about shit that
absolutely.
Isn't in his
act. Honestly, that's what my initial reaction with it was who the fuck cares about what Jerry Seinfeld says? Yeah. And then when I realized he didn't say it, I immediately was just like, well, now I care because people are taking it out of context.
No, you got to expand it, and you got to be like, I don't care what Jerry Seinfeld says. I don't care what Gawker prints.
I care so much, though.
Well, yeah, you got to stop that. You got to be the force of change.
Let me read you
the righteous force of apathy is what you want to be.
Yeah, continue being apathetic.
Let me read you the think piece written by the guy who's everything that is wrong.
Come on. I'm doing a really good job of staying positive.
Fine. All right, I won't.
Yeah. That was constructive.
It
we
was.
Came away really, really happy with
We've used comedy to uplift the oppressed.
Yeah.
And
We're the good guys.
Right. We're definitely the
good guys. Right?
Yeah.
We would never say anything bad. Like, when we do it, it's okay.
Yeah.
We're loving.
Yeah. And we're not edited. So it's like sometimes we fail.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We say things that start bitter internet feuds.
I think I'm gonna begin writing my apology piece.
I want to write is apology pieces. Yeah. I just want to never stop saying that the things I apologized for last week were wrong.
Yeah.
And that now.
What about having a column where you apologize every morning with orange juice called mea pulpa?
I like it. I like it a lot because of the pun.
Yeah.
That's what a shill says.
Yeah.
Learn how to do that, Brett.
Okay. Can you say it again?
Mea pulpa.
I like it because of the pun.
When do you guys want my list?
Oh, you got a list?
Oh,
God,
yeah, I'm down.
Damn it.
I love lists.
Hold on, I'm going to unbuckle my belt.
We can open a window if it's hot in here.
No, I've been wearing this for so long.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I was only wearing a hoodie and no shirt under that.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
May I borrow a shirt? Please don't take a picture. No, go ahead. Take one. No, do it.
Do we have to pause this for me to?
No, what do you have to pause?
Don't take
for?
A picture.
What do
don't
you
take
you
a picture.
A shirt? I can give you a shirt.
No. I don't need a shirt right now. I'm good.
Maybe never.
I meant for later if the Warriors win and we need to go out.
Why would you be wearing
take
a
to
shirt?
The street?
Oh.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you don't need to wear a shirt to take to the streets. That's the last
wait,
time
are
you
we,
want a shirt.
Are we going to have to set
you
stuff
know,
on
I
fire?
Was pissed
yes.
I was pissed when the fucking Giants won the World Series, and I went out on the street and no one was streaking.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't streaking, but I was. I rode my bike.
It's fucking millennials.
I rode my bike everywhere in the city again, third time, and then somebody I rode with Roxanne, and then some asshole. As we were riding by, we were doing a circle, and someone tagged on her backpack. Someone tagged. They took out a big pen and they tagged on her backpack.
While you drove by?
No, while we biked by.
She was on the bike.
We were both on bicycles. Uh-huh. And then she was in front of me. And yeah. We were going pretty slow because we were going through a big crowd. And someone just started tagging. And I went up to him and went, quit it. And then she heard. And that was when I was like, she's never going to fuck me again. And she...
What did the guy say when he was tagging on?
He didn't say anything. He just was tagging and then was like high-fiving his friends.
Did he run off?
No, he didn't. I said, quit it. And then he just kind of like looked at me and then he kept smiling. And then I kept biking a little bit faster because I was scared.
San Francisco fights are sad.
Yeah, they are because like...
all fights are sad.
No, but San Francisco fights can be real, real sad because he was a hipster. I was a hipster. Together, we...
Would have been a lot of flailing.
A lot of slapping.
I slapped a man.
Yeah?
And then I got carried away.
Wait, what? What
you literally carried, like somebody else lifted me up and removed me.
Wait, who'd you slap?
Just some dude.
When? Why? Tell me.
What?
Tell this story.
No, I'm not going to tell this story.
Oh, come
on. Tell us everything.
I want to know why
you're not going to get the story, and I think that's Brett's fault for bringing it up.
Yeah, I apologize. I apologize again to everyone.
Oh, really. Good.
There's litigation pending.
Yeah.
I would like it if you could do it in writing, though.
I will. I will tweet out apology in a day just to make sure that I've not offended everyone who's ever had contact with me.
Yeah.
Before we get to Laramie's list, which I'm sure is fantastic.
It's got numbers, probably.
Yeah.
Mea Chalupa.
Oh, fuck off, Laramie.
That one wasn't good, but my shill brain liked it anyways.
Yeah, I like the brand placement. Guys, I ate at Taco Bell yesterday. Holy shit, did you try their stupid nacho thing? It's disgusting.
No, what?
I love it.
It comes in a box with two other things, so you forget about how disgusting the stupid nacho triangle is.
Keep eating it. If you keep eating it, then you'll become shill shock.
You mean because it's a Crunchwrap with nacho cheese?
I like the hard shill tacos.
I want to know what this menu item is.
Oh, who fucking cares?
I do.
It's got, surprise,
if
it's got
you
cheese
be a
sauce.
Shill, you have to tell us what it is.
Look, they're all just like.
It's the giant nacho. You know the giant nacho.
I didn't know that.
Hey, it's your old pal, the giant nacho.
It's a giant triangle.
It's a triangle.
It's a triangle.
And whatever they do to...
Yeah.
Whatever they do to grill it, it's like whatever the fucking Crunchwrap is. It's a Crunchwrap, but they just poof it up.
Crunch? Okay,
that's
why
what
you say,
I thought. They
why
put nacho cheese in the Crunchwrap.
Yeah, they fucking squirt a bunch of cheese in there.
Same Crunch.
I get it now.
But then they put these little red chips in there, these little red fucking Frito things.
Yeah, they're really good.
They don't taste like anything except red.
No, they taste like more.
More and red.
You want to eat more red. Yeah, I think that's their brand, right?
It's like,
eat more red.
It's like
Taco Bell.
It's like the
more red in every bite.
It's the perfect combination of not tasting like anything and giving you poops. It's just like, it's like I'd like to have really bad poops, but not know that it's happening.
Fourth hour. Do you ever wake up late at night and wish you had diarrhea?
I mean, halfway through, I could feel it change my body like the Incredible Hulk, but backwards.
Just you're like yourself get weaker.
Yeah.
And then you
I'm just getting really thin.
Things.
Yeah.
I'd like to eat some red.
Yeah.
Now
The other thing that we didn't get to talk about last week or this week.
Whoa.
Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, Dolezal.
Dolezal.
We got to talk about
I
Rachel
pronounce
Dolezal.
It the Spanish way.
Okay. Well, we got to talk about it.
So I, yeah.
Here's
someone
my
else
thing.
Someone else go ahead.
I'm going to tap
you
out.
You went on Seinfeld. I'll go ahead. Here's my thing. I feel like everybody's like, oh, isn't this sad or angry or blah, blah, blah. And it's kind of just like, nah, it's just kind of funny. Like how many people in the world have tried to be something other than what they were born as, like a million,
and passed, like successfully done it, which is weird.
Well,
it's
pretty funny. All I can muster is like that's pretty.
Yeah,
funny.
It's like all right, two chicken with two heads. That's unusual. I don't know what you're gonna do with that chicken because you got double the feed, but only one chicken belly.
See, okay,
but I'm gonna say I'm gonna tap out. I'm gonna let you finish because I don't care at all about this.
Okay,
and I think that it's great that identity as we know it is collapsing in on itself in the same way that the bullet list cannot sustain itself for more than like two more years before people are like, this is the dumbest thing we've ever done as a culture.
Dude, I hope you're right about that, but I don't think you are.
I know.
I think that's forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're forever going to want to condense
just increasingly
more
binary, more things on either side of the line.
No, we're always going to want to condense more thought into less thought so we can catalog it in our brain.
But that's the whole point is the context.
Which is race also.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not two questions as to whether or not colleges are too PC or news media sites are hunting for a victim. It's that oh, fuck. Fuck it. Tap out.
All just right. Say it's funny. Like, look at her with a picture of her.
Don't look at me when you're saying this. I tapped out. I'm out of the round.
All right, fine.
They should call a foul on that.
There's a white lady. Right. There's a white lady with a giant weave of dreads on her head. That's funny. I'm sorry. That's fucking funny.
Okay, so this is just real quick. This my point is the Rachel Dolezal story.
She's just an academic Chet Hayes.
Is to me. A good example of something that started a discussion, very valid discussion, which is like, because I love that it's like the opposite of the Seinfeld story. Nothing was taken out of context. This is the pure
too weird
shit.
To reduce.
Yeah, you can't even reduce. It's like the closest you can reduce it is there's this white lady who is convinced she's black. And she is doing everything in her power to convince everyone else that she's black.
With medium success.
With a lot of success until she got found out. Yeah. And now the question is, can someone be black just because they say they're black? And
is that a valid discussion point?
No, I think it's...
Yeah,
what is valid about that?
Here's why it's valid.
As a communications major, that's all we did. Was like, what are the edge cases? What does this say about like culture's influence on biology? That stuff,
it's...
Communication majors must be having a fucking field day in this day and age.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that it's not an applicable job skill.
Yeah,
they're
going
to be like, I'm learning so much about nothing.
They could write write for blogs. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Definitely could.
That's what they end up doing.
So I think it's interesting just because of the fact that so many people have actually rushed to her defense.
Funny?
It's interesting and funny at the same time.
It's interesting.
It is super fascinating.
I mean, it's fascinating, but not because it says anything. I don't know.
It doesn't say anything about anything, I don't think.
But that's the point, is that like none of these structures can sustain themselves. It's like, oh, it turns out that like skin color isn't necessarily culture. But she was faking the culture. You're like, yeah, it turns out culture isn't even fucking culture.
Yeah.
It's all just a fucking sinkhole.
Yeah.
And you're trying to draw lines as you're falling down the fucking pit.
Yeah.
You're trying to draw lines. In a rotating, what do you call that?
A downward
thing?
Spiral. Where I live,
Lazy Susan,
carousel.
That's what it looked
the
like.
The other word, here. The other
Lazy
word.
Susie,
maelstrom. No, that's not the word.
Maelstrom.
It's Lazy.
Shut
Susan.
The fuck up, Laramie.
Also, can I get that Percy?
You won't get that Percy. I liked that it pit people like identity politics versus like critical race theory against each other.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Fight.
And
both sides are both trying to draw a line still, and you're like,
but that's all on one side. That's all the libs fighting amongst themselves. And then the what's great is that the racists don't care about identity politics at all. They're just like, what's up? We put everything in one binary category, and it's that we hate it.
that's true. Like everyone on that side of
the fence,
there's one
line,
is just
and
like,
it's me on
like,
the other side.
They're like black, white. The point is, fuck this bitch. Like that's their whole feeling about it, and which is why we can all kind of just discount that.
Which is also why they'll win in the end because they
maybe
fucking,
so
they only have you one guys. Line.
Yeah, the liberal infighting is not helping for sure.
What
but
if
at the same time, I think both points have there's validity in both. Points.
Oh, good. That's a good position to take.
Yeah.
I wherever the line is, I'll stand on it. If it's like on the nacho side or the enchilito side.
What, Laramie?
What if black was white?
Whoa.
What if it didn't matter if you're black or white?
Well, that's, you know what?
You guys know my
spoken from a true
census,
transracial
right?
person. What's that?
You know what I marked on the census, right? Every time I get it.
What?
I mark I'm Samoan.
Do you?
Because I feel like I'm Samoan.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
I also don't. I don't appreciate you putting down transracial people. But I respect your right to do
it. I hate myself for asking this. But what does transracial mean again?
Transracial is the same thing. Well, actually, it's not. But it's. I only heard the term after this happened. It's like transgender.
They're trying to throw.
You know, when you're transgender, so you feel like the other gender, but you were born.
I do feel Samoan.
Right, but in this case, I think we're talking about like, can you fully actually claim to when there's so much context behind it? But maybe you can. Like, there's context behind being a woman.
Wouldn't you, when you say you feel like another race, wouldn't you just be like, wow, maybe there are a lot of similarities between different races?
That's too simple.
Right.
I think the point is like we live in a society now where we can kind of like. Own our own. We can have our own agency. We can own our own identity in kind of whatever way we want. And people
will, I mean, for the most part, go along with it.
You
I don't
own
think
your fake labels, and then so at yeah. some point you have well, to as realize long as that you your buy fake
them.
Labels are bullshit.
You need to purchase right. them.
You have to purchase the labels to make sure you put it on all your stuff, because otherwise yeah. someone's going to steal it.
I just that's what the best part about this full-on implosion of identity politics is yeah. that capitalism is going to have a little bit of a hard time with it.
Yeah.
Capitalism right. wants you to be redefining yourself at each purchase point.
It
and
wants
smaller,
you to be able to shop for the person that you are, not necessarily the
right,
thing
and
that
they
you want.
And the best way to do that is to make the person you are context specific, so that right. like the faster you change who you think you are, the more lifestyles they can sell you. And so it's like, holy shit, maybe none of this means anything
yeah.
is the perfect result of this, like the complete collapse of everything you have built your little fragile scaffolding of self around. If that all comes crashing down, you're like, holy shit, turns out I'm fucking nothing.
Who would have thought Shania Twain had it right the whole time? Man, I feel like a woman.
It's a great
97, guys.
That's a great point, Laramie.
97, she said that shit.
Make him read his list, or he's gonna go just right. He's just gonna go off the deep end. Just let him.
We never let him talk. I feel so bad.
He just gets like, I like stirring around, just like circle walking yeah. with his headphones on,
holding his list in his hand.
Matter and matter.
I just see a lot of think pieces about Rachel Dolezal, and I'm like, you know, the correct answer is to say, ha, that was pretty funny, and then move on with your life. Because who the fuck cares? There's like a million people trying to be something different than what they grew up as. You think fucking Skrillex is like the first dude to shave the side of his head? Like that's super authentic. No.
Nah.
Everything you do is yeah. a fucking construct.
Yeah.
Our clothes yeah. are a fucking construct.
You're a fucking farce. Everyone...
That's why I'm not wearing a shirt.
But, yeah, it's true. Matt's actually 100% Matt Lieb right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah, he is.
Except for my bottom half.
And his shitty vision, which requires all those stupid glasses. You trans.
He's so virile.
Did you call me a trans vision pervert?
Yeah.
Tight. That is how I identify on the census. Yeah. So
you want to fuck things you can see like a sighted person?
That's right. I actually keep my glasses on during sex. I don't care if they fall into the butt.
He's so virile that he actually just comes through his construct and makes it
yeah.
disintegrate. And
that
it's
is
just Matt
right.
Lee. Yeah.
How are you and Roxanne doing?
We're all right. Why? Why are you asking?
I was just curious.
Yeah, but things are good, you know.
Just seeing if that was available yet.
No, it's not. Soon, though.
You think you're better than people.
Quit it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. Hey, stop.
Quit it.
Quit it. She's not yours.
She's not yours. She's mine for now. Until she breaks my heart, which they always do. They always break up with me because I spend my nights in bars doing comedy all alone. No one to call my own. Oh, dunk.
Oh, that's the benefit of sports right there.
Yeah.
You just put a nail right in that.
Yeah,
right,
it's perfect.
Head.
We're getting to some pathos now. I like it.
That's my whole life is fucking.
I feel smart when basketball season's on because that's like the sport that I actually played a lot of, and
I didn't know
like know basketball.
Yeah, that it's the only sport that I know. It's the only sport that I know.
I played literally zero basketball.
Mm. Oh, it's such a fun sport. It's the best sport to watch too, in my opinion. I know everyone's gonna disagree with me there, but hey, guess what? Basketball, the best. America's number one sport.
Someone should have like
Name
took me aside and they should have been like, look. There are no white people under 6'4 that are going to succeed.
You should stop.
So wait, did you think you were going to succeed in basketball?
For a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, it's dumb. You're dumb. You were dumb as a little boy.
Yeah, probably. Well, I didn't know I was going to be 5'11.
Yeah, that's
true.
Yeah, how could you have known? That's fair. But at the same...
But then, throughout high school and middle school, I thought I was going to be like 5'6 or something because I was fucking super prepubescent and all.
Hey, it all worked out. You ended up being 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Do you, okay,
have you seen those?
So you say you're 5'11 mm-hmm. on OkCupid.
I say 5'11.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Even though
like I could easily pass for 6 foot or 6'1.
Yeah. Even though like you know that girls look at that
and say like oh
and
this
say
guy
oh
must be
he
5'9".
Must be 5'9. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't care because I have a charming personality.
You do. You're super charming. It's mostly your muscles though.
Yeah.
Actually, your personality is terrible. It's your muscles.
You're bad. You're hard to
be gonna,
around.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot.
I'm regular sized.
Yeah. You're just terrible personality.
Oh.
I talk to you and I'm just like.
But you like my muscles though.
I love your fucking muscles, good. Dude. I love the way you can move your pecs one by one. Oh, there he is. There it is. Oh, I have a boner. Cool. And now I need to find a woman.
Laramie.
Those Ray Liotta commercials freak me out.
I think they should like play Ray Liotta and his tequila commercials versus Chris or Michael Imperioli in his tequila commercials and like see which one wins.
Does Michael Imperioli still do those commercials? I haven't seen
How's
them.
Your tequila? Has it got a shot glass in the top of it?
Does it really have that?
That's I don't know why he sounds Boston.
Boston,
does that really
yeah.
have? Is he really?
Your fucking queer tequila got a shot glass on top of it?
Does it really have
I thought,
that?
I thought so, you queer.
Does it really have
you
that?
Fuck your tequila.
Is it really? Is that true?
Yeah, he has a shot glass. So can your tequila do? Can your tequila do this? Fuck you.
Really?
Yeah. And Ray Liotta's like, hey, I like tequila too. You want to fuck? And then they're like, no, because your tequila sucks.
Oh, which one?
I don't know. One of them's 1800 and one of them. What is Ray Liotta's tequila?
It was just on.
Ray Liotta?
I don't know. Silver something.
Here's the thing about
also,
tequila.
Also, people buy expensive tequila, like the silver kind, because they think it means clear. No. Silver means it's not aged. So if you buy like an expensive brand of tequila and then the silver variety, that just means like you've wasted a lot of money on like a non-aged tequila.
It's cold filtering, it doesn't do anything.
No.
It's
not I only
a thing
buy mezcal.
I like mezcal.
The thing about tequila is the good stuff actually tastes like significantly better than the not quite as good stuff. I wouldn't. Vodka all tastes like fucking garbage water, like potato swill.
Yeah,
all of it. Even the special stuff is I can't even taste it at all. It's like great. That's what I'm looking for.
You know, very few vodkas are actually potatoes.
I don't know anything
Most
about
of it's
anything.
Green.
I know very little. Do you mean you make me apologize?
My drink of the summer over there?
What's that?
Moscow Mules, G.
Is it?
Oh, I'm enjoying them.
Hey, Vince, do you have any more of that pizza from Sunday?
I do. I have a whole one of it.
Tight.
You can have all of it.
You don't want to order new pizza?
Well, there's that's good, too.
Oh!
It's fucking Tuesday.
So, Laramie.
I think your feed's behind mine. Did you guys get to see Iguodala get taken out by a sniper?
What?
Oh, God, wait. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah. You can't hit that shit.
I like that the Russian guy's name is Timofey.
Tina Fey.
Whoa, I didn't even put that together.
Tina Fey Mozgov.
Laramie.
Sir.
Hey, what's up with that list, though?
Oh, reasons to wear sandals.
Oh, vindication. Laramie makes it worthwhile.
All right, go on.
No, don't. Just stop. There's only one item, and it's the
you're
title.
You're lucky I couldn't find my reggae horn.
All right, reason number one.
Broken glass everywhere.
Yeah, all right.
That's a good reason.
True. It's very true.
New pedicure with tight toesies.
Because like you want to show off your
tight toesies.
Right, yeah, I got it.
I like
decided to go the long way around for a joke about sandals, Jamaica.
Okay.
That an actual? I thought it was just like saying McDonald's America.
That's a resort.
Yeah, but it's like a chain of resorts,
but there's
right?
sandals
it's like
everywhere.
Marriott, New York. Yeah.
No, it's like saying Disney World, Florida. Wait, no, that doesn't work.
That's
no, it's like
the
saying
the opposite of what I was.
Like Europe, Disneyland.
What?
Yeah.
I think it's like a resort for people who don't know where to go, though, right?
Yeah, or if you want all inclusive, like I want to be able to drink only on the construction site.
Right. It's like being on a cruise.
That's what it's like.
It's like being on a cruise boat, except
where's
for
the
there's
construction
no
site
on the your resort. You know,
you've got a famous timeshare story, right?
I have a few timeshare stories.
All right, go ahead. I want to hear those. Well,
oh God, they're so good.
Okay, so last time I was at a timeshare, I was at my friend he was getting married in Cabo.
Uh-huh.
And
pause for a sec, because I just like the idea that anyone still goes through this. It just boggles my mind.
I know.
Go ahead.
It wasn't my timeshare. I would never, ever get a timeshare.
No. What I'm saying is that people go through the pitch.
Right.
Because I would immediately have to be tranquilized.
Oh, yeah. Blame the ex-girlfriend on that. For that one, among other things,
including Jesus.
So wait, do you wanted to hear the timeshare?
Yes,
the timeshare pitch story, or my problem with the fucking timeshare?
Whatever you got, man. You're dime.
So I was going down to Cabo for my friend's wedding, and my mom is like, "Oh, we have timeshare points. You could use them down there." And so I check the name of the hotel that the people that are at the wedding are staying at, and I trade timeshare points for that hotel. I check the names like multiple times to make sure like they're the same name of the fucking resort, and they're both in Cabo. Little do I know that there's like one that's in the town of Cabo San Lucas and the other one that's just like 40 minutes outside of town, and they both have the same name of the hotel.
Oh no.
So
you picked the right one, right?
So yeah, I picked the wrong one.
Uh-huh.
So that was awesome. So then I'm staying at this like inclusive hotel that I can't actually stay at because everybody else in the wedding is at another hotel that's like 40 minutes down the road. So I'm basically just like squatting the entire time, like on my friend's couches and, you know, just hanging out by the pool at a hotel that I'm not staying at. And so everything at a timeshare is all like inclusive. So once when you're back at the place, you're like, oh, can I get a coffee? And then they make it for you, and then they look confused when you tell them you haven't done the all inclusive thing,
right?
And they don't actually know what the price of anything is,
right?
Everything's very confused.
They don't
Why
know.
Didn't what, you just wait? Couldn't you just write someone's room number down or something? Or did
so,
you have to?
So then there was another thing where I could take the shuttle from my hotel down to the downtown of Cabo as part of the timeshare thing, where all I had to do was go inside and write my name on a clipboard, and they're like, okay, you can take the free shuttle. And then one day I had luggage and I was taking some luggage down there and like, oh, you can't take this if you have luggage.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Different clipboard.
So that was like $17 and it took them like 20 minutes to figure out how much a latte cost. It was a fucking mess.
How much?
Nothing makes sense because it's all inclusive and it's part of some like really elaborate, like you buy these amount of squibbles and with a squibble you can buy a squamp. And 8 squamps get you a latte, and it's 15 squamps for a beer.
It's a good price for a squamp.
$10 a squibble, 50 a squamp, and if you want like a whole brick,
yeah.
Well, you know, that's gonna cost you.
You want to bleach your toe hairs blonde naturally.
Also, so like the hotel that was a non timeshare hotel, apparently, like the pool was just all, you know, 20 something people like hanging out, drinking,
looking foxy.
Yeah, looking foxy. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And then you go back to the timeshare hotel, and it's like people from Iowa who have put T-shirts on their fat children and like let them outdoors to tell them. They're like, all right, Jimmy, go out there and start screaming. And that's the fucking timeshare resort.
This commercial where they're cutting grapes, I feel like that's going to take forever.
Oh, it's a grape sandwich.
Oh, it is. It is.
Little Jimmy, put on your T-shirt and get out there and start screaming.
Oh, it's an Arby's grape sandwich. It's an Arby's grape sandwich.
They've got meat, but they're saying...
You put grapes in the meat.
We put the grapes.
Thank you, Arby's.
I don't think I've ever had a grape sandwich before.
I like that the meme that Arby's is the softest fast food has got so much traction.
Well, that's great.
It's so soft. It's like biting into a pillow.
Can you do me a favor and look up the video of the bear eating the deer?
Just also, the grape.
No, that's not going
to find out
translate.
How to get this grape sandwich.
No, all you need to do is hear the sound of the deer screaming.
I don't want this.
Laramie's still on his list.
I think.
But still, look it up while we're waiting.
Oh yeah. Laramie, aren't you in the middle of a list?
Existential dread.
That's a reason for sandals? Okay.
Yeah.
Your feet hurt.
Your feet hurt?
What you think? You like doing that cross leg thing where you dangle the flip flop off your foot like a hooker or Elizabeth Berkeley.
She does that?
You work for a startup.
Okay.
You've got a clip between your big toe and your index toe.
That's good.
I get that because it rubs.
That makes a lot of sense.
The strap would rub it.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
You like your stick your big toe into people's rectum so you've got easy access.
That's good.
Your Chester the cheetah.
Does he do that?
He wears flip-flops?
Isn't he a paws?
No, he doesn't, but it feels like he should, doesn't it?
He always...
He wears closed-toed shoes.
He's falling right into his fucking trap. He does it
Isn't
every
that
time.
Weird, though?
He fucking knew. He knew he's a mastermind. He's like the little puppet from Saw.
He wears closed-toed shoes.
I always feel like Chester the Cheetah is Tony the Tiger's heroin addict cousin.
I like it.
Where he's like, hey, Tony, man, give me some money. I'm going to start a t-shirt company.
Last one.
Oh, darn.
You stepped
on
now.
It. You got to get that in early.
Oh, sorry.
Let's use words to build up, not break down. You're Gary from Fremont, and you've had some Corona.
Oh, yeah. He's found
That's
his beach.
You know it's
That's
party
fair.
Time.
That is
so,
fair.
So clit toe is the best, huh?
Gary, is it true that you like sandals?
Yeah, sure. You know, just I got that clit between my
big toe and my index finger toe. What do you call that toe?
Big toe?
I couldn't figure it out.
Pointer toe.
We call it, yeah, the pointer toe. That's the one I use to point whenever I'm like, look, a black. And, you know, that way, because I usually have my hands full with the corona or two.
That's impressive. You're kind of like a racist chimpanzee.
Yeah, yeah, well.
A black.
That's kind of racist of you to make that comparison.
Well,
so.
I don't.
Wouldn't you call him the black?
I said a black. There's many blacks.
I mean, in your neighborhood.
I mean, look at Rachel Dolezal. She's one fucking black right there. This is Gary from Fremont. Gotta go.
I like how he exits.
There it is.
Oh, like he was really good.
Laramie can't hear this.
It's awful.
Is it deer?
Powerful animal.
Oh, it's like a bear cub.
Oh, my God.
Why is it in a backyard?
Yeah. World star! World star! Fuck that bitch up, world!
She's yelling for help and the people don't even help it. Let it happen. Jesus. That's like a baby deer. The deer's way bigger than the bear. That's weird.
I love how they were going to call the police. Someone arrest that
bear. Nature is occurring. Yeah. It's not the way I pictured it.
Arrest that nature. Oh, man.
It's also very grim. What if I'm a part of it?
I just love that video. I figured, I was like, that'll...
It's like super suburban lawn, too. They got the fucking, the lattice work above the fence and the really, really
green
lawn.
I mean, it is literally,
trimmed.
Is one of the reasons you move to the suburbs is to not...
I never see a bear kill a deer.
It's to avoid any kind of confrontation you might deal in society. But then you forget that there's nature has this whole other set of horrors that you're going to deal with in life.
Yeah.
And there's no escaping it.
I take the bum booping. I change my mind. Yeah, yeah. I take the bum booping.
Oh, man. I mean, that's horrible. It's horrible for any animal to be killed by another.
The bear's going to eat.
Right, sure. And not only that, but I just like, I love the family just like, I guess we should tape it. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
I once at the beach saw like a large cormorant like with a broken neck, like struggling in the surf with a crowd gathering around it. And everyone keeps asking the other people what to do until an animal control agent comes by, puts the bird in a bag and carries it away. And I was like, that is the most reality thing I have ever seen in my life. That is like straight up capital T truth occurring at the fucking beach. Everyone just, what do we shoot? What do we do? And like people are pushing their children away.
That was kind of like when I was in elementary school, and there was like this little gopher sticking its head out of the lawn.
Yeah.
And looking around, like, oh, what's going on? We're like, holy shit, a fucking gopher! What do we do? It's a gopher. And then the janitor, who was like this big redneck dude, he's like, oh, look, a gopher. And he walked over and he kicked it in the head with his cowboy boot and killed it. Just kicked it right. One kick, just square in the head and killed it.
Jesus Christ.
And then that guy later had a heart attack at school and died in his car.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Ironically, consumed by gophers.
Yeah.
They dug out his car like tremors. They just like, they pulled it under the ground.
Fucking and Vince, Vince just spit beer all over me. And now that's a relapse. And now I have
it's getting absorbed through your skin because you're not wearing a shirt.
Now I have to do heroin. That's on you, buddy.
Oh. Ironically, he was eaten by gophers.
Where it's just his head in the ground. Or they like pull, they brush off the dirt and it's the taillights of a car. And they're just like, oh shit. Oh shit.
No! Help me, please!
Putting us on the internet.
I wonder what my neighbors think when we're recording this.
World star. Oh, fuck, that's funny. Speaking of nature.
Hey, so did you guys see Jurassic World?
I sure did. Didn't like it.
Why would you see it?
Because I thought it might be good.
No, that's what that is. So I can respect.
Okay, you can't respect I thought it might be good then.
No.
Fair enough.
I can respect something dumb that everyone dumb likes, but I feel like Jurassic World might have just been good enough and everyone's like, oh,
it was absolutely just good enough. That's a perfect way
that
of describing it.
That confuses me. Why would that be the number one? I mean, we all...
Here, I want to see lizards eat people.
They did a good job of building it up. They did a good job of making it seem like okay, this will be more like the first one, and it was. It was like the first one in that they copied the first one.
It looked like an enchilito, and I have the sneaking suspicion it tasted like an enchilito. Where you couldn't feel anything until the butt hurts.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Open the door, get on the floor. Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Also, let's not discount the fact that there was Mad Max. And then there was no movies at all for like 3 weeks. And then there was
people were Love cool and Mercy. With that. Love and Mercy. Yeah, that came out. Good movie. Oh, and I saw Get On Up.
Yeah.
Great movie. I loved it.
You were such a shill.
I am a shill. I love biopics. The guy, he looked like him and he sounded like him so good. That it was perfect. It was like I thought.
He's the id of biopics.
It was like I thought they like went back in time and they got him. And they used movie magic to bring him back because he was so good. Oh,
how long
was
did
good.
You guys talk before I came on?
Not very long.
Not very long. Why? You mean just now? Probably like 5 minutes of silence from you?
That's funny. But no, I meant like, was the show going for like hours before I got here?
No, like 10 minutes. I'm probably going to
cut
it all out.
No, not even. It was, yeah.
Well, it wasn't good?
No. It was like we talked for like 5 minutes before Vince was like, oh shit, Laramie.
Did you guys say anything about me?
Oh shit, Laramie.
We said, oh shit, Laramie. And then I said, don't fucking get, fuck
yeah,
fuck
I think I went
fuck
like,
him.
Oh.
And then I made the sound of the deer dying again.
Did. Yeah, that was you in that. He was like, it was you. It was Matt.
Yeah.
Having to listen to Laramie talk.
Right.
And that was like.
They've had to mute me this whole time because I've just been like, ah! Because
oh,
I can't.
Oh shit, Chappie's out in DVD.
I'm going to see it.
I'm going to see that for sure.
So Jurassic Park. I didn't like
Jurassic
it.
World.
Oh right, Jurassic World. It tastes like red. It did. It tastes like red. it was ridiculous and it was bad. And there was a bunch of dinosaurs and they were attacking people.
But why would you settle for Alien versus Predator when you could have had Alien versus Predator :R?
Is it anti-Semitic to not like dinosaur movies?
I think so, but I can't explain why.
Think about it.
All right, well, because the Jews invented dinosaurs to take away from
Jurassic
Jesus.
Park
or Jurassic Park. Yeah,
I don't know why. I was just making you think about it.
Oh, because the dinosaurs are like the Palestinians on the island, and then the humans move in to control the Palestinians. Is that what
it
is?
Oh, shit.
Was it a Zionist thing?
Wow.
Anyways.
Pretty heavy.
I think I'm also, I want to go full shill and become a Zionist. Is that cool with you guys?
I don't care.
Like the Matrix?
Yeah.
You're dead to me already.
All right, cool.
You're not a Zionist?
Well, I want to become one.
Well, you went on a birthright trip.
Yeah, that's true. I've already benefited from Zionism.
Yeah, right.
Did you resettle while you were out there? Did you resettle a couple times?
Yeah, dude. I pushed a group of Arabs who were also on the trip out of their bus seat.
Uh-huh.
And I said, this is mine now. And they got the full experience. Yeah. No, none of that happened. Anyways.
It's the Arab Spring!
Yeah. Arab Spring Roll. That's what you would get at a... I'm just trying to fill time because we're watching basketball.
You and Laramie riffing.
Yeah. This no one paying attention, just words that come into their brains.
Well, we got
a cake. I like to eat the frosting of the cake.
I feel like we talked so much about everything else that I like at this point. If I give any opinions on this movie, people will just be like, I'm done listening to Matt Lieb's opinions.
All right, I can give my opinion on Jurassic World if you want to hear it.
Whoa. So, I mean, honestly, I read your review, and then I did a quick Google search, or a DuckDuckGo search of Jurassic Park death scenes.
And
then for some reason, the autocomplete was broken and it just kept typing in of women or in the women's bathroom. And I couldn't delete it.
And there's a video of this. Yeah, Brett sent me a video of this.
And I was like, oh no. No one's going to believe me.
Wait, what does the autocorrect say? What did it that you couldn't delete?
What were you searching and what is
that? I typed in Jurassic World death scenes and then it dropped the drop down, you know, where you see the examples, and it was like of women, and then it hit enter and put that in, and then I deleted it, and then it dropped it down again.
It just kept coming back.
In the women's bathroom, and then entered that again, and then at one point I was just holding the delete key down, and about the rate it would delete it, it would re-add of women. And so then I was like, I'm in trouble, because this is putting me on the list repeatedly, like I can't get enough, or someone's jerking off to this so hard and so perversely that it is fundamentally wrecking their algorithm, and that all it can search for when you type in Jurassic World death scenes is of women.
I will say that movie did have one of the fucking most hottest death scene I have ever seen.
I was
seen.
Wondering if the fucking
was
robots it, were just winging
it. Was
it?
So listen, I had a boner. Oh, so hot.
Was it in the women's bathroom?
Because the pterodactyls kept drowning her. They kept drowning her a bunch, and then the Montosaurus came and ate her at the end. Which
that's made hard just thinking about it.
Yeah, like for me, I was watching everyone around me horrified by why they were making such a gratuitous spectacle of her death of some character who was just so peripheral and had no real reason to kill her that it just like everyone was horrified. But I was horny because I was watching it and I was just like, yeah, like a pterodactyl drop her into the water, and then you think she's just gonna die right there, right? And then they come back and then they just start pushing her more in the water, and then they'll take her out and they drown her more, and then you're like, that's fucked
up. It was like a death scene / wet t-shirt contest.
it was the dinosaur equivalent of quicksand porn, and I came at the Montosaurus.
What? I think it's a Mosasaurus, right?
Oh, whatever. It's a giant fish dinosaur.
That's some B movie gratuitous murder.
Oh,
like,
it was.
I didn't know this character existed until they were caught on fire for some reason.
It was a weird. It was
the disconnect's always the creepiest part.
Well, that's the thing, and for Jurassic Park, it felt super out of place because
because
Jurassic Park usually, I mean, I don't know. Usually, there's a reason, like you know, you want to have some reason for a dinosaur to kill you in the specific way it does, and in this case, they killed this woman who wasn't bad. She wasn't good. She was on her phone a little bit, like
Jerry
what's
Seinfeld.
What's the deal with telephones and dinosaurs?
Yeah, she was
be
like
present.
And then it was like the secretary that was supposed to take.
What happened to casual conversation on the bus?
It was the secretary.
Smorp.
Oh. Anyways, there was no reason for her to die. There was no reason for her to die like that.
Vince just joked making a hawk sound. I just want that to be the fucking obituary I have to write. And just he died doing what he loved, making that hawk noise.
Yeah. I felt like it was for me. Everyone else, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I had a moment yesterday where I'm riding my bike to the screening of Inside Out with my notebook in my stupid backpack. And I'm just like, I'm a man over 30 riding his bicycle to a screening of a movie that's designed to quiet noisy 10-year-olds waiting to like expose the plot holes in my stupid little notebook.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reckoned with it.
Yeah. How did that go?
It was all right. And then I just watched the movie and I was like, oh man, this movie sucked, bro.
I gotta tell the internet about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you feel like Game of Thrones is now like the Patriot, where all
I'm just
of his
sick of what people complaining
his,
about it,
all of his sons are dead, and he's just like, well, as long as I am Mel Gibson, notorious hater of the races, doesn't lose my final and favorite son, and then the bad British guy's like, no, I killed your final and favorite son, and he's like, I will literally stab you in the heart with the American flag. Do you feel like that's a little bit of what's going on?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, and he does. He just stabs him in the heart. Did you guys not watch The Patriot?
I don't think he's dead.
The American flag stab guy?
Yeah, I don't think he's dead. Or was that Heath Ledger? Is he actually dead?
Oh, he died. He was the first and oldest son
to die
for America.
But he didn't die. He didn't get stabbed in the
flag. He might got a hit.
Mel Gibson avenged his death with the American flag.
But like they had
chest.
To keep reminding audiences because the movie went on so long why he was mad in the first place. So they're just like, let's just run through his family and have the British guy right. kill them all.
You
in
know
turn.
What's crazy is that like before 9/11, because that movie was pre 9/11, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. I think I saw it in high school.
Yeah, you could make a movie called The Patriot. And
oh no, it was college, huh? It might have been post.
I think it's like 2003.
Really?
2000. Ooh, it was.
Yeah, 2000. Yeah, because I think if I had seen a movie called The Patriot after 9/11, I'd have been like, ugh.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, actually, the way you just described someone getting killed with an American flag in the chest, it sounds equally as bad as and political as if it would have come out. You know, after 9/11, but that's still an interesting thing.
I like that. I think it was the second movie after Braveheart where he was obviously brought into a pitch meeting where they were like, let's make Braveheart,
but
just America. Dumb, just dumb as fuck.
America
just
heart.
Profoundly stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't have anything to say. I just wanted to talk about the Patriot Fool. Oh,
okay.
I don't really give a shit about Game of Thrones. It's really
what?
Uneven.
You if gotta, it's uneven. Like, I'm still going to watch
I'm gonna
it. I'm
going to continue watching
it.
I want to quit.
Uneven?
I want to quit.
I don't even know
it's,
what you're talking
we
about.
We talked
uneven.
About this
it's
already.
The greatest show ever
nah,
made.
Like some of that shit on the last episode was dumb as fuck.
All,
you
of, it
away from all, the
death all
scenes?
Of it was good.
Nah.
I, as a shill.
There's some good stuff. Some of it was dumb as fuck. A lot of stuff is weirdly written. A lot of stuff is lazily written. Uh-huh. And I'm still going to keep watching it.
Yep.
I can't. I wish I could quit. I wish I could write one more TV show.
Why do you wish you could quit?
I got more important things to do.
It's better
great.
Than most other
There's
TV
nothing
shows.
More important to do than to sit and watch a show for an hour. All right? And as the president of the NAA Shill P, I say,
wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went there.
You crammed that in there. You took those letters and you put another word
there. Hey, you know what? And it still works if you actually just say it in your mind.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
I tried to watch that Happy-ish on Showtime with Steve Coogan and Catherine Hahn.
Yeah.
Mm. Who were like, honestly, like if I could vote for them to be my friends, probably would.
Yeah.
It's great. But then the show is just kind of this, it's like just this tries too hard kind of David Mamet-y fucking, it's just bad. Like,
yeah,
like a lot of the Showtime shows.
I like
Showtime
David Mamet.
A lot of the Showtime shows are just trying so hard to be edgy.
I like David Mamet a lot. Him and Aaron Sorkin are my two favorite screenwriters.
The fucked up thing is I keep trying to look for new shows. Like there's some like I'm going to find something there.
I like it that you guys will just allow me to say these things and you just accept them as fact.
Oh yeah.
David Mamet and Aaron Sorkin, my two favorite screenwriters.
There are people that are serious about that.
You could call me out on the shillness a little bit in this case. Come on, don't just
kill me.
Kill me.
America isn't number one anymore, but it used to be.
Yeah, we used to stab fuckers in the heart with our flag
that
for
was
being
Aaron
British. I tried. I gave up on Daredevil. I liked the pacing, and then they did a friendship episode.
Still haven't seen it.
I can't recommend it now.
Okay.
And I tried two episodes of Sense8 and like made it just like a super long fart sound the whole time.
Do you guys hear like some squeaking in the background?
Laramie's jerking off.
It's Laramie's breathing.
Laramie, are you like a pug? You're breathing through your nose?
I'm not doing shit.
Do you guys hear that though?
Yeah, it's him.
It's not me.
Is it your dog? Do you own a pug?
No, it's his bells.
What do you mean his bells?
His bells is really acting up right now.
Oh,
it's not me.
That's a palsy joke. That's not nice.
Oh, no, come on.
Aw.
The butterfly and the diving bells.
How can you guys hear anything I do anyway?
We have you turned up real loud.
Yeah. We can hear you sweat.
Ah!
Here's the plot summary of The Patriot on IMDb.
Peaceful
farmer Benjamin Martin is driven to lead the colonial militia during the American Revolution when a sadistic British officer murders his son.
And other son. And also other third son.
Yeah, he murdered a lot of sons. Yeah.
Wife, too? I don't remember. Yeah, probably wife. I
think so.
Yeah. That's some good revenging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just got followed by a woman who Justin Bieber follows.
Oh shit,
dude! Yeah. You're on your way.
She's super hot too. She looks well. She looks hot.
I think we talked about everything we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, man.
Now we can sleep.
Yeah,
forever.
We got a couple emails.
Okay, sure.
Oh,
I don't care. You gonna read them?
You don't have to do it.
There's a story for Brett that doesn't sound like a story that Brett would want to.
I don't want any stories.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I was bored at work, so I listened to the first Frotcast. Here are the things I found funny 5 years later. Vince was in a relationship and Brendan was single.
Ha, now you don't have anyone to love you.
Yeah.
Brendan's the winner. He gets to go home to a body. You sleep alone.
You don't have to. You can sleep. We could be together.
You're sad.
It's feeling borderline mean.
You are sad.
What else? What other differences are there?
Vince apologized for telling personal stories about drinking and debauchery instead of film analysis.
Wow.
Brendan and Ben are the only in-studio guests. An offhand reference to John Bones Jones as a young fighter. He still is a young fighter. He just did a little cocaine. Ben is 31 years old. I look forward to downloading episodes 2 through whenever I start remember having listened to the rest.
Tell me what happens on that Christmas episode I blacked out on.
Oh, no idea.
Probably not good listening.
You guys recorded on Christmas?
Christmas break is probably the day after.
Yeah. Boxing Day.
True. Are we done?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Do you think of a new catchphrase?
No.
Matt,
go
you got
Warriors.
Oh.
You guys excited about the Donald Trump getting in the race?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, we talked about that on talk radio today, so we're done.
Did you really?
Yeah. Of course.
I can't wait to see the debates, brah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be... I'm going to whip out my dong.
It should be a Clinton versus a Bush, because then it's like we might as well live in a Game of Thrones sort of monarchy situation.
I vote for the Starks.
I want whoever's son is heir to have sex with that other dragon.
Yeah, I want the White Walkers to win, and I am not ashamed of that. I want the final episode to be them taking King's Landing.
You're a monster.
How amazing would that be? Winner wins.
What happened to Shilyu, man?
I will squirt so much pleasure if the last scene is them on the throne murdering someone, and it just fucking closes, and everyone's like, "Oh no!" And then there's like a week long think piece, fuck NATO, and then silence, and we never think about it again.
Who doesn't enjoy a fuck NATO?
That'd be fun.
And on that note,
thank you everybody for listening.
Good night, and fuck NATO.
No one's listening to this.